me Grimlock, not podcaster, me Grimlock King.
Hey, everybody, this is Dan Gilbazan, voice of G1 Bumblebee, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
All Things Transformers, hear the call. From Cybertron's heart, we'll never fall. We'll never raise a medal. The legends ignite. In this universe, we thrive and unite. Tonight.
Alright, so this will be episode 442. All Things Transformers is the answer to everything.
That is affirmative.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Well, it could be better. This is the first podcast I've done in a couple weeks because I'm sick as a dog.
Yeah. I've been sick as a dog since, like, Halloween of last year. off and on, mostly on. I don't understand it, and it's just a thing. We are here. We are no longer waiting. I forgot that we actually did an episode of this podcast this year already. Because I went back, because I had to go back to make sure I had the numbering right, because I want to make sure we keep the numbering right, because we're on our way to 500 episodes of this podcast. And I was like, oh, right, we already did episode 441. Whoops, time to change that. So, yeah, this is episode 442. This is going to be a short news episode because there's news, but there's not, like, look, folks, we've been doing this for 16, 17, 2000 years, 2005 years. I don't know. The year was 2005. I don't know. We've been doing this a long ass fucking time. And oh boy, that's going to really help with the YouTube censors. Whoops. but it's one of those things where we've been doing this a long time and we use TFW as the main source because we just have been using them as the main source because they're the easiest source to use. And half of their quote-unquote news is toy listings that don't have pictures. Or
it's a nothing burger.
Yeah, it's a nothing burger. It's a nothing bot burger or burger bot.
I sometimes use, like, Cybertron
and T-Formers. I like using T-Formers. I've tried using AllSpark. I've tried using Cybertron. And T-Formers is probably the one I would use the most out of all of the other ones.
I agree with you. They seem to keep more up to date, but they're, like, they've got that...
Yeah.
That E-News International type thing or whatever it is. I don't know. They just seem more in tune with it than the others.
Yeah. So I crawled through about 3 pages of TFW stuff. And out of 3 pages, I found 5 things. One of them is very depressing because it's a death in the Transformers community, and that's the first thing we will talk about here in a moment. Just to get it, not to get it out of the way, but to get the sadness,
bring light to it.
Yeah, exactly. And I will edit this episode as fast as I possibly can to make sure we don't have, this news be so far in the future kind of thing where it's already too far back in the past, because, those seeds, you can't bury them.
No.
So we got that, and then we got 4 other stories. And my thought was, let's do a less is more thing. 2 of them are comic solicitations, which one of them really isn't even a comic solicitation, because getting comic solicitations from TFW is kind of silly. I guess it kind of ties in, but whatever. Anyway. And then the one that is kind of more interesting that's kind of going to spark, I think, a little bit of discussion is the Hasbro unveiling the new strategy, Playing to Win. Oh, boy. So that's that's what's going on in this episode. And unfortunately, folks, starting off on the sad note here, Transformers writer and producer Roberto Orci has passed away. From the TFW article here posted February 25th, 2025, we unfortunately have some sad news tonight. It has been reported by Deadline that Transformers writer and producer Roberto Orci has passed away. Roberto Bob Gaston Orci, a writer and producer who worked on some of the biggest action-adventure, sci-fi movies, and television shows from the first two decades of the century, died at his home in Los Angeles today, February 25th, after a battle with kidney disease. He was 51. Orci worked on both Transformers and Revenge of the Fallen films as a writer, while producing Transformers Prime TV series. He also worked on Star Trek 2009 with Alex Kurtzman. I mean, if you've listened to this podcast for any time length, folks, you've heard Steve and I talk about Kurtzman and Orci, Orci and Kurtzman. We've intentionally or unintentionally mixed up their names all the time. Because in the past, not now, not today, not in this episode, but in the past, we've made fun of them.
Well, I didn't per se make fun of Orci. It was Kurtzman distaste for.
Yeah.
And I still have a distaste for Kurtzman, but at least he's getting the heck out of the way in regards to letting people that actually know what they're doing produce Trek.
Yep.
But yeah, it's, yep. I mean, not that Orci has done much of anything that's recognizable, or you really haven't heard his name since he parted ways with Kurtzman.
Yeah. And maybe this, who knows how long he's been suffering with the kidney disease. Maybe it's just been, you know, a slow battle. And unfortunately, you know, it got him, and it sucks. It just sucks all around. May the man rest in peace. Transformers Prime was awesome. Love yep. that show.
You know wreckers don't call for backup. They call for cleanup.
So I thought Toy Fair already happened, but apparently Toy Fair hasn't happened yet this year.
I concur.
Man, it's February. I feel like 2025 is like halfway over. I don't know. December in January, we're like some of the December of 24, January of 25, some of the longest months. And February is coming up with a close second here. But apparently, we're going to be getting a Transformers Cyber World YouTube series and toy line this July. In July, peas grow there. Just basic, generic information at this time. Ahead of the New York Toy Fair 2025, TFW 2005 has received reliable word that Transformers Cyber World YouTube series and its toy line is set to release this July. While specific date is not mentioned at the moment, Hasbro is said to make an official announcement really soon. See, folks, this is why we cut back on news episodes, because this is...
It boils down to we in the end, don't really care.
I mean, I'm curious. I'm curious
what they're going to do, but...
Yeah, but...
In the grand scheme, I don't know.
This is what I'm saying, like for us, when I would do press releases for IDW sends me a full, like when I did the as of this recording, Joe Reed and I just recorded the TMNT Reborn Volume 5 Mystic Sister, which includes, it's the story arc about when they reintroduced Venus into the Turtles book. I remember when that press release came in my email when they were going to reintroduce Venus. When they, after 24 years, they were going to bring Venus back into the TMNT fold. And they were going to do this whole new storyline. And actually, the greatest thing about the... And I know this is Transformers and not Turtles, but the point is that IDW takes care of the Turtles characters. They give shots to characters that may not have gotten a shot or may not have gotten a chance in the past kind of thing. And I remember getting that press release, and it gave detail by detail by detail. She's going to do this, this, and this, and she's going to start appearing here. And it was a full press release. Like, this technically, okay, it's not... This news story here that they have on TFW 2005, it's not technically a rumor, but it almost could be considered a rumor. You shouldn't put news out there unless you absolutely have all the information. End of story.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the figures for this new Cyberworld YouTube series and toy line. In any case, like just from the promotional photo, like Bumblebee looks interesting. Prime looks pretty similar, but interesting, almost with like a G2 aesthetic, like a Hero Optimus Prime.
Yep.
Grimlock looks interesting. And then you get what looks like a Megatron with a bull transformation. Like the face looks like a Megatron.
Yeah. At first... I'm glad you said Megatron before I said Unicron, because at first I thought it was friggin' Unicron.
Well, the face in the helmet looks like Megatron with the horns on it, so it could be like a Galvatron.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're not wrong.
It could be Hornytron.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you never know.
You never know. So, yes, coming in May of 2025, we have the Skybound Void Rivals solicitations for Void Rivals issue number 19. The reason why I'm not saying Transformers is because Void Rivals is not a Transformers book. Void Rivals is a Energon Universe book from Skybound Entertainment and Image Comics. There are Transformers characters that appear in Void Rivals, but it is not a specific Transformers book. However, TFW 2005 has the article listed as Skybound Transformers Comic Solicitations May 2025. And I sat here thinking, oh, okay, so we're going to get both the Void Rivals issue and the Transformers issue. No, it's just the Void Rivals issue. And I'm sitting here thinking, why wouldn't you just say it's the Void Y'all need better people at writing your news stories. Sorry, not sorry.
Yup.
Anyway, Void Rivals issue number 19 arrives in May. Jump-starting the third story arc of the space opera, Void Rivals number 19 serves as a... Okay, and I talked to Jesse about this, Matrix Prime, on his show, Another Comic Review. This is the stupidest, and this is not... I cannot blame the TFW person writing this. This is copy that was sent to them from... This is Skybound's fault. This is Image Comics' fault. Jumpstarting... Just listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Jumpstarting the third story arc... Pause for dramatic effect. ...of the space opera Void Rivals number 19 serves as a... standalone... Pause for dramatic effect. So we have story arc, third story arc, standalone, Skuxoid epic. So.
So those are those annoying creatures in season 3 of G1 that tried to kill Rodimus Prime.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But you haven't read Void Rivals yet. I've tried to convince you, and I know you will at some point as long as I get to the books.
My thing about it is I hate universe mixing.
I know you do.
Just give me like Transformers proper and just leave it alone.
Okay, they're doing that, but they're also doing Energon Universe. It's this whole thing.
And yeah, honestly, I hate the Universal stuff. Like, that's why I loved the Beast Wars comic so much. It was a standalone.
Yeah. So, but I'm telling you, man, it's not bad because Void Rival. All right, let me just finish this. I just don't like the way that Skybound and Image wrote this out because it's the wrong way to advertise that your third story arc starts with a standalone. They're doing really weird things with this.
If they were going to do this, they should have said starting. They should have just, if this was just a standalone epic.
Yep.
Why call it? Marvel did this crap all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, as we remember when we reviewed parts of it.
Yeah.
They would jump stories all the time.
Yeah. The third story arc should have started in issue 20. This should be a standalone by itself.
Well, this could have easily have been one of those annuals.
Yep.
Absolutely. Like a double thick annual that just covered it. Yep. Boom, done. Move on.
So to continue. The breakout fan favorite of the Energon universe takes center stage. Who is Skuxoid? What is Skuxoid? This issue answers all of your burning questions and more. Plus, the first appearance of Rekgar and the Junkions. Okay, so I will defend Void Rivals to you. I understand you don't like universe mixing, but here's the thing. It is its own story. It has developed its own original, unique characters in the Zirtonians and the Angorians. Those are the two races that are fighting over the Sacred Ring. However, there are Transformers characters that show up briefly throughout the thing. It's a nice little taste tester for those that may... I think of it as... Like, you have the Transformers book that's the main book that's on Earth that Daniel Warren Johnson is writing, and this is the Transformers out in space kind of thing. I think you'd like it, but I understand. It's just, it is what it is. So that's coming in May. The issue 19 for Void Rivals will hit comic book shops May 28th, 2025. And then here we go. Transformers number 20 is scheduled for May 14th. What's next for Optimus Prime? The Autobots revive a group of allies who could change the tide of their war with the Decepticons, but they don't know who or what is coming for them. This issue features key first appearances of fan favorite characters from the worlds of Transformers and G.I. Joe. So
that's like Megatron comes back too with one arm.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I'm guessing Prime will get his own arm back.
Hopefully. Hopefully. But yeah, so that's the comics.
There will be no war today, Optimus Prime. You have earned Galvatron's respect.
The wisdom of the ages. It's lost.
No, not lost. We're all a little wiser now.
But the Matrix is empty.
It's up to all of us to fill it again. With the wisdom we accumulate from this moment on. Autobots, transform and roll out!
And the final story here is something that was published this year, but it's about a story from last year. So Hasbro unveils new strategy, playing to win. So this is a story about their fourth quarter and 2024 full year financial call. I know everyone just tuned out of this entire podcast, but trust me, folks, this is going to be a thing that we need to talk about.
Yeah, because it boils down to CEO Chris Cox basically changing Hasbro's entire strategy from basically producing everything to outsourcing. And so he's playing into the fact that they have all these licenses, they have all these franchises, and he's going to leverage them in games and licensing them out, like Magic the Gathering, Monopoly, Dungeons and Dragons. Like, there's going to be a... I actually watched the Dungeons and Dragons movie with Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Not bad. I watched it, and I've never played Dungeons and Dragons, but it honestly was very fun and interesting, and I enjoyed it. I did not expect to enjoy it. And I went in with very low expectations, and I was like, I would watch a sequel with the same cast.
Yeah.
Like, they played it very well and played off each other well, and Chris Pine was great, especially for somebody that knows nothing about it. It got me interested.
Yeah.
But they basically unveiled this new strategic plan that will take them through 2027, kind of focusing on, you know, building its audience and play fueling play with, you know, engagement partnerships, marginal, you know, improvements in profit, and a lot of cost savings. So they're going to exit the non-core businesses. Obviously, they sold E1 Entertainment, and they're investing in digital gaming, collaborations, and brand expansions into things like themed hotels, cruise ships, quick service restaurants, and which, I mean, if they're licensing it, that's one thing, but I don't believe that's a great option.
No.
But they're modernizing their operations, supply chain, and using AI-driven enhancements for, you know, to fuel innovation. I wonder what the AI part of it's concerning. Like, I wonder if it's just, like, business operations, because a lot of companies do this. Yeah. I just hope it's not in replacing...
employees.
Artistic part. Yeah. Like, I feel like statistically in helping manage some of the data... and, you know, finding where they need to cut using the AI. Because, I mean, we do that even. It's kind of a normal thing that people do. It's to enhance the, where do I look, you know, kind of area. So they're kind of looking to adjust their debt that they kind of accumulated by overproducing during COVID. And... so he's obviously placating to the fact that, you know, play is a universal human need and strong basis for business that has purpose to endure. And, you know, I didn't know Hasbro has been around 164 years, but it's interesting nonetheless. He's basically saying, you know, they're saying that the play to win focuses our teams on Hasbro's core strengths while continuing to transform the organization and drive operational excellence with the strategy they expect to emerge as one of the most profitable toy and game companies globally, powered by a phenomenal set of diverse and multi-generational franchises. And so they're doing like this return to growth with it by kind of pivoting on everything. And I mean, I'm excited to see what comes out of the Power Rangers stuff with Playmates that they've licensed to them.
Yeah.
I'm not super... like, I mean, I'm glad that they dumped the E1 Entertainment, because that dumped like $600 million of cost that they honestly didn't need in the first place. And then they're basically having a more diversified palette of where they're being at, focusing on like the profitable franchises and aging up, which includes, you know, increasing the play and collectible appeal for fans age 13 and above, because obviously kids below 13 don't give a rip.
Yeah.
I've looked at all of the toy stores. I have literally gone to every like Walmart and Target and all the different stores that have toys around here. The Hasbro stuff is all on clearance.
Yep.
Like, they're dumping it. Like, it's it's none of it's selling. Like, the DC stuff is selling or not selling. Like, almost all the toy aisle with the action figure stuff is on clearance everywhere around me. Because I've toyed with it. I'm like, oh, I could get this McFarlane Batman, you know, from the animated series stuff for half the price. And I'm like, but I don't care, because I already have the one I wanted. And so, like, there's some of the Transformers, and I'm like, all the ones that they have on clearance are like the Earth Spark or from Transformers 1 or some of the legacy stuff that I didn't really care for. So I'm not incentivized to buy them. And same token, like, I'm seeing all these other licensed Transformer things in the store, and I'm like, they're utter crap. But that's a different story for a different day. I'm in kind of Hasbro's court in producing more collectible things for the adults, because honestly, we're the ones buying it, like the masterpiece figures or the legacy figures that kind of are placating to our childhood. I'm not sure who the Heart of Steel kind of 1900s Transformers are placating to, because they did like literally four issues and it was kind of a blip. But to each their own, I guess. I'm not interested in those whatsoever, but I would love to see some of the pre-Beast Beast Wars characters produced as their, like, one of their lineups to kind of tie into Beast Wars next anniversary date next year. But
yeah, absolutely. Next year's 30 years of Beast Wars.
Which, I'll get into something Beast Wars related or Beast Machines related at the end of this, but...
Oh, boy.
And then they're doing the Everyone Plays, kind of including everybody, digital and direct, building video game services and e-commerce capabilities, and then partner scaling with driving profit and with retail and licensing partnerships. So they're just kind of diversifying in a lot of ways and kind of refocusing on their IPs and their games and their toys and kind of partnering up with different places, you know, Netflix, Universal, Disney, Mattel. Like, it's weird seeing two toy companies play nice. I mean, we're getting Hot Wheel themed Transformers.
I know, right?
I still have not seen an Optimus Prime in store. They have like 8 variations of them.
Yep.
I would be happy to just find one.
Yeah.
That's slightly or mostly accurate. I've seen Bumblebee. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
And I don't care about Ultra Magnus. I just like literally want one Optimus Prime. So if I actually saw one, I would pick it up. I still have the Thunder Roller Hot Wheel car from way back when. They go for like $30 now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mine's still in mint condition on my shelf, but.
Yeah, I don't know if they misquoted him or if he said something wrong here, but where you read earlier, Chris Cox, Hasbro's CEO, said, "Play is a universal human need and a strong basis for business that has purpose to endure, as Hasbro has proved over the last 164 years. You don't know the you must not know the company that you're the CEO of, sir. It's only been in business since fucking 1923. The Hessenfeld brothers started Hasbro, or whatever, it was the Hessenfeld brothers, in 1923. There is no Hasbro before 1923. So how can it be 164 years is 1861 from 2025? Like, it's only 123 years that it's been around. Like, what the hell, dude? Get your facts straight. Chris Cox. Sorry, I'm
gonna ask AI.
Let's go.
I mean, it's right there on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is better than AI anyway. I assume you're asking the AI. But founded December 6th.
No, Hasbro is not 164 years old. Hasbro was founded, just like you said, 1923.
Yeah,
it does use that Wikipedia article, but it's funny that there's nothing to back up them being older. They're 101 years old, so like, I don't know where the heck he's getting 64 unless they're talking about all the companies they swallowed up and add in their combined time.
Yeah, I mean that could probably be it. That's probably where he's getting it, but like, just Hasbro as itself. I said 102 years old because I was counting the whole of 2025 and I wasn't counting the actual, like, it's not December 6th yet. Sorry. So 101, 102, it's still same damn thing. But here's hoping they do some good things. Here's hoping they do some interesting things this year. I did just see the new, which I have on pre-order for release next month from Amazon. I saw somebody with in-hand images and in-hand display spinneroony of the Funko Pop Hot Rod with Matrix, Cyclonus, and Omega Supreme Funko Pops. They look really cool out of box. So that's going to be cool to get those next month once the Amazon pre-order comes through for me. But yeah, I'm trying to think, like, other than the fact that it's actually been 20 years since the year is 2005, I don't think there's any major Transformers anniversary this year. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I mean, if you want to get technical and say the second year of the brand, because 1985 was a big year with introducing all the other characters in 1985, but that's not technically. But yeah, no. So it's going to be an interesting year to see what Hasbro comes up with and what they release and what they do. And it sucks that Reactivate got canceled. I know we talked about that a couple episodes ago, but it sucks that that got canceled.
I know. I was still looking forward to that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what other, because if they're going to, because I know part of this statement says that they're going to go into some of the video game stuff and they're going to go into gaming. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of games they do try to attempt to make. So anything else for you, sir?
Now that I have my new 3D printer, I've been having a blast.
Yay.
You know, things actually print. I've seen so much back and forth from people on that, and a lot of people that have this printer, they're like, well, it doesn't totally print right. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because like, I literally took the thing out of the box, I assembled it, I put it together, put the filament in. This sucker is printed no problem. And if there's been an error, it's because I'm an idiot. Like, I've literally, like, they make the software so stupid simple. Like, they have an advanced tab, and then they have a stupid tab, which is, you know, the simplified.
Yep.
And they made it super easy to get the files, like, set up for this printer, and, you know, you synchronize it. The only thing I don't love about software is every time you know, it times out, so like you have to re-log in to remote send something to the printer.
Yeah.
And the app is not currently set up where I can slice the file on my, or prepare it is what slice means.
Yeah.
On my phone and have it sent to the printer wirelessly. I can remotely look at my printer printing.
Nice.
From my phone. So I can check on it. Like, if I'm upstairs, I'm like, I don't want to walk downstairs, and I can check on it. I wish I could shut it off remotely.
Yeah.
But they don't currently support that. I think that's coming, but overall, I love this printer. It's super easy to use. I've printed 54 hours worth on it. It prints 300 millimeters a second compared to, or a minute or whatever. compared to my old printer, which was 100.
Yeah.
So it's already three times as fast, and I can turn on, like, there's a sport mode and you can turn it on, make it go 600.
Nice.
I haven't done the 600 yet because I don't exactly know how to do it. But the 300 seems sufficient for me, and I'm perfectly happy with it. I printed something I'd been trying to print on my old printer before it crapped out on me last year. And all of the parts were super brittle when I printed them last year. Like, super brittle. I tried printing Beast Machines Megatron. And it was a 3D print kit file that I bought. And the quality on it's not too bad, actually. It comes out pretty well. I tried to print it with my gray filament, but because it's been sitting for so long, and it was one of the only, it was my first big roll of filament that I bought. It's gotten to the point where it's kind of gotten brittle and old, and probably needs to be thrown out, but it's still good for like basic stuff. I was thankful I got my Starships printed with it last year before it kind of got crappy. It works for some stuff. I did some of the smaller components with that color. Yeah. And then I printed the rest in like purple and black, and then I'll paint accordingly to kind of color match to the show as best I can, or just kind of create my own amalgamation of Beast Machines Megatron. Yep. And I have the entire figure assembled sitting on my desk. I just have to finish painting it. I started painting it one night while I was not feeling good, but I have the entirety of it. It looks nice. I've got sections of it done. I got to finish it. And then I got to go back to my Dragon Megatron, which technically I could print a half of this Beast Machines Megatron, and I could convert my Transmetal 2 Dragon into it.
Yep.
But I didn't. But yeah, this thing, I had all the parts printed pretty quick. I've spent the last couple days printing risers and pedestals for some of my figures on my shelf because they looked like a mess before. Well, I had all these Star Trek figures, and I printed these smaller, like, hexagon pedestals that yep. I could combine together so that the back row stands up a little higher than the bottom row. And they're at three different levels, and so
oh, no.
I printed that, put with my Star Trek figures so I could have them all on the shelf. And then my Dragon Ball Z stuff kind of blew out of control. You couldn't see anybody's face. Like, it just looked horrible. So I printed this really tall riser, and then I had this wood block that I previously had in there for the back row, and I put that in front of it, and then I put this other, well, for that, I just kind of had all of them in front of it, but I organized them by height and certain classifications. So I took a new picture of that, and then my Marvel stuff, because I had signed up for, like, I think it was like a master collector or some, or fan home or something like that. And I got like the Iron Man head in a case, and I have Iron Man standing on it. Like, and I printed these, pedestals for their superhero helmets to go in. So oh, like, interesting. So like, instead of Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man, like, you can see his face, but then in front of him, I have like a pedestal with the helmet mounted on it.
Nice.
So he doesn't have to hold it. So right. If I move it, he doesn't drop it, because that's what was happening. And then I had printed a larger version of that hexagon thing, which originally I was going to use for the Dragon Ball Z stuff, but I was like, I have way too many characters for that to work. and so what I did with that is I put that in front of the Iron Man piece, and my other Marvel characters I have are the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. So I put him on the highest riser because he's short.
Yep.
And then I put the head thing on it, and for his helmet. So it's just his face. And then I have the Hugh Jackman Wolverine next to him from the Deadpool and Wolverine. Did the same thing for his mask. And then I have Black Widow in the front. And then I have Captain America on the same side as Spidey. Kind of fits with, you know, in Civil War, where like there's the Spider-Man Captain America thing, and then I have Ant-Man in front of Wolverine. So it's kind of like I've got my little mini Avengers there, like my own version of the squad. So yeah, I've been having fun with my printer, and I'm looking forward to some Transformers stuff I might try printing soon. Yeah, there was sure. a. Power Master Optimus Prime, somebody had created a while back. And I've always liked the comic Power Master Prime, so I might try and print that.
I used to have the real thing.
That toy was trash. My brother had it.
No, it wasn't. It was not trash. That toy was amazing.
Well, it was cool for what it could do, but it was highly inaccurate. Like, I would love a modern version of it.
Okay, yeah, it was... Okay, highly inaccurate to what? To what the Season 5 Tommy thing was?
No, I'm not even talking about that show. Like, I'm just saying, like, he was just a big brick.
Well, like, yeah.
That's what I don't like about it. It's not that I hated the figure. My brother had it. I just don't like the big brick, like solid brick figures that don't really move. It was great for what it could do at the time. I just like the functionality of the modern figures. That's more so what I'm getting at. It's not like he was like G1 Megatron or Galvatron bad.
Yeah.
Like, I would definitely take that Masterpiece Prime over the other two. But yeah, that was what I was getting at with that, is like, I would rather own a modern interpretation of it. That's not saying, like, you know, back in the day where I had Transmetal 2 Megatron, you know, from Beast Wars, and where I had Transmetal 2 Megatron, and that figure was genuinely decent for what it was. Was it very accurate? No, but it was a fun toy.
Yeah.
I like the Legacy one. I just hated the head, which I replaced. But I also have a way to replace the face if I don't like this one at any given point. I actually had an extra printed Beast Machines Megatron helmet that covers the head. And I was like, I wonder if this will fit Legacy Prime or Megatron. And I put it on his head and I'm like, now he just looks freaky. I like on the shelf, like he's looking at me. It's a dragon body and he's got that menacing helmet on his head. It just looks evil. But yeah. So I did print you some Transformer stuff.
Yes, you did.
Which you will be getting soon.
So much. Yeah, no,
I'm sure you'll be posting about those once you get them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 88. Oh, man, we are a couple of years away from the 40th anniversary of Power Master Optimus Prime. No, I'm looking at him on TF Wiki right now. He still looks like... He doesn't look that much of... Okay, the only bricky thing that he... Here, look at this. Hold on.
I'll pull him up to you.
I already got it. There you go, right there. Boom, there you go. Power Master Optimus, come on, load. Open, damn it, open.
Where'd you post it?
In Discord, in the chat there. If not there, I can put it in Facebook.
A new Optimus Prime is here.
I'll transform Optimus. Power Master Optimus Prime, greatest leader of his time.
It's great to be back.
Optimus Prime is back as a Power Master. He only transforms when his Nebulon becomes his engine.
Power Master Optimus Prime! Look! Optimus is transforming into a super robot!
Power Master Transformers!
Put it in two places.
Ah, I found it.
He's not that much of a brick.
It's the legs. And he just looks blocky. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he looks blocky. The only brick thing I see on him is honestly the giant cab sitting in that makes up his chest in the giant robot form. The actual truck form and the biggest problem I had with this toy was how skimpy and shrimpy the cab form is. Because the point of this is the base. And it's also the big bot Power Master everything with the giant head and the giant guns. Like, the whole point is the truck mode, the base mode, and the bot mode. Like, the little Hi-Q, I think, his little target master there. Okay, sure, fine. And his little truck version mode, it is what it is, but like, I loved this thing for the overall truck mode, the base mode, and the big bot mode. Oh man, I don't even want to look at eBay to see what one of these things complete goes for these days. I bet it's like $200-$400.
Yeah, I
still love that thing though. It still looks great. Just looking at this picture again, it still fucking looks great.
And they created it. Wasn't it a new one for Power Master or the
Power of the Power Prime? Of the Primes?
Yeah,
I think maybe. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it was that line.
It could have.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, they did.
2008. I'm gonna have a lot of editing to do with this episode. Yay, folks! behind the scenes of us looking for shit that we can't find. Transformers Retro, Synergy, what the hell? Synergex, when the Zoids and Diaclone, blah. Swapticons, Mixmashers, where is Timeline?
It was Titans Return.
Oh, Titans Return, Unite Warriors. Where the hell is Titans Return? Beast Wars, Titanium Series Classics. I did. Seriously? What the hell?
I sent it in the Discord, but
okay, good. Where? Up here. Where'd you send it?
In the Discord chat.
I didn't.
Yes, it did.
I didn't.
Or no, it's Facebook. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say send shit. Oh wow, that's no. Ew.
The colors are still bad.
Yeah, the colors are still bad, and the oh no. Well, okay, you better end this podcast before I throw up.
It's not that bad.
Oh god, it's horrible.
No, it's not.
I'll take 1988 over this any day. Image.
I'm more looking forward to seeing the Power Master one that they're doing a masterpiece of.
I hope that they do it justice.
Because just looking at the one that they've created, like this is the Nucleon Black Prime that I sent in the same window. Because I can't find a photo of the other Prime.
Okay. Nucleon. Well,
it's coming directly from Hasbro, so.
Yeah, that's true. Directly from Hasbro this year, or at some point, whenever. Oh, now see, that's badass.
Yeah, that's. Damn. Yeah, that's.
I want that. When's that releasing?
That's a pre-order right now, $264.
Holy shit.
See, and he's you know, he's articulated, he's got knees, elbows, waist.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, he's got the base mode, like it's
okay.
See, that's what I look for when I look for like a modern figure. Like yes, the Titans Return. The Power of the Prime stuff was monstrously trash, but
yes, very much so.
Outside of like the Optimal Optimus that they came out with, but but no, like yeah, this setup of their Super Convoy, you know, Power Master Prime looks very nice.
So they already did do a modern version of the original.
Yeah, I just can't find it.
No, but this is essentially it, except this is a different repaint. This is the Neon Nuxalon, whatever the hell. So they technically have already done it.
Okay. Yes. Well, technically, he's Super Jinrai.
Fine, whatever.
It's yeah, they gave him the Japanese name.
That's fine, it is what it is, but I'm saying that they technically have already taken 1988 and updated it.
Yes.
This is the exact, pretty much, wow. That's, yeah, damn.
Show Z has it.
Of course they do. Show Z
has it. Yeah, so you can see the full.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now this I would get my hands on. Like this, like if I could afford it, I would buy it. Because like, it honors the original, and it gives it the new, you know, that new hotness.
What you're saying is I like the old and busted more.
What, you?
Yeah, me.
I don't know. I like the modern interpretation.
I mean, I get it.
Of the masterpiece, not the Titans Return.
No, this is, oh, wow. Oh my god. Yeah, this is holy crap. How did they do that?
Modern engineering?
How did they do that?
What, make him look good?
Well, there's that, but no, not that image. This one. They actually made the cab version of. How did they make him look that damn good?
I know, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
Like, I literally want to go spend money I don't even have. Like, how did they do that? My god. Oh my god. Okay. All right.
Magic of photography. No.
No, it's no, but
it actually has to fit or it wouldn't be there, but it's just funny nonetheless.
No, but I'm saying, like, look at the original cab. The original, because that's the cab former that turns into the cab piece that fits into his chest. This is a fully articulated robot, okay? Now, if you look at the original cab, he doesn't, and I get it, it's 1988 versus modern. I understand that, but that old cab robot mode is just like...
It was like, please just put him inside the Power Master suit.
Yeah, it was like nothing. It was piddly as shit.
Yeah, I remember my brother having it, and I was like, this is the stupidest Prime. Like, just fold him up and... Kevin.
Yeah, of course.
I think he still has it, but I was like, yeah, just fold up that Prime and throw him inside the casing, because the rest of him sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got to be inside the armor.
Yeah, like I said, 1988 Power Master Optimus Prime, the original. The three reasons why you want that toy. The truck mode, the base mode, just for the base to use for your other bots, and the full-on big bot robot mode.
Totally.
You don't even want it for the cab robot version. But man, this new one, holy crap. Oh, God. Wow. Damn.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, even Alpha Q is articulated.
Yeah. Wow. That's...
Yeah, he's shiny, too. Like...
Yeah, he's
shiny. I looked at this when it came out. I was like,
I bet you did. Damn. Why you gotta taunt us, Josie? Seriously, why you gotta taunt us? Oh, ow. My heart. my arm. Ow. I feel a sharp pain. You better end this podcast before...
So, before Mike dies... thank you all for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, with TFG and Mike. You can, of course, interact with us on the show on geekcastradio.com or on our Facebook page. And until next time, transform and roll out.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.